This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pickleball.
Yes.
You haven't played pickleball to this point in your life. It is the B Morning Coffee Club.
Have you?
I have not.
I haven't either, but you came out so judgy. Like, you never played pickleball?
Here's why.
Okay.
You seem like pickleball would be right up your alley.
What?
I don't know whether I'm flattered or insulted by that.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Easy to pick up. Not a lot of investment in it.
Yes.
You can kind of give or take whether or not you want to play, how hard
sport.
You get into it,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and everyone around me, and now my daughter, she's like, Mom, I think I love pickleball. And I was like, what? So her and her now husband, they went to Maine for a small little honeymoon. And she was like, and we just, there was a pickleball court there. And she goes, and this nice couple taught us how to play. And she's like, now I'm obsessed with it. She's like, thank God here in Boston, we have all these different courts.
She'd never played until her honeymoon.
And now she's all in. And I'm like, what is it about this sport? Our boss, have you ever gotten in a conversation?
She's crazy.
She's obsessed with pickleball.
She's like, are you having a bad day? You know what you need to do, TJ? You need to just start playing
pickleball. Just pick up pickleball.
Pickleball solves all my life's problems. I'm like, really? So now that my loved ones, my dad plays pickleball endlessly.
Multi-generational.
So I'm doing it.
That's the part about pickleball that is blowing my mind, is that it's across the generations. And it's easy enough that if you're older and maybe not in the best of shape, you can get out there and have a good time with it. You know, it's not like you're out running bases or on a bike on a hill or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just fun, and you could take it to whatever level you want to take it.
But this is the thing. Now I got to convince Steve. And Steve doesn't understand. He's like, this sounds like it's not for me. And I'm like, listen, everybody else is obsessed with it. At least give it a chance.
You don't think Liam would play with you?
He probably would. He probably would. But
it's kind of like bocce ball. Anybody
I don't
can
know
play.
How to play bocce ball.
You throw the ball, you throw the little ball, then you throw the big balls. Really?
I've never played bocce ball.
You are so judgy on the sports for someone who hasn't played them either.
Odyssey Olympics, you never played. We've played bocce ball there. Oh, you don't go to that.
Last year
yes,
it was
I do.
Too hot.
Last year
was too hot to do yard games, we were told.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
Yes. So
stay
we
under
do,
the pergola.
Right. We have like a company picnic every year.
Yes.
We call it the Odyssey Olympics, and we play just
lawn
games.
I've been on Flip Cup. I've played badminton.
You crushed on Flip Cup, I believe.
And then like badminton and
we
the
had the
ladder ball
the
stuff.
Non-lethal jarts.
Yes.
Jarts.
We did. You don't know what jarts are?
No.
Oh.
She's young.
Jarts. So back in the 1900s, I love saying that. Back in the 1900s, we had this game called jarts. It was giant metal darts that you threw into the air to try and get them to land in a hoop, like a small hula hoop.
It was the pickleball of its time.
Totally. Everybody played jarts back
Everybody
then.
Everybody was shooting sharp things into the air, hoping they land.
It sounds so dangerous. Is that why right. it's not a thing anymore?
Correct.
Well, they dumbed down the game. Now, instead of having the awesome metal-tipped jart, now it's just a plastic ball that's weighted with like a dark background. It's lame now.
Not half as exciting.
Totally.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome.
Well, apparently, we're lame. It's a B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
I'm sorry, I should have told you sooner.
None of us. So TJ came in this morning saying, I'm going to try pickleball.
My daughter is the latest in the craze. She's like played one time and she's like, I love it. She's all in.
So I've never played.
One of those things that's been so trendy for so long. I'm like, the fad's going to die soon and it just won't die.
No, you walk into Target and there's a whole pickleball section like of clothing. And they got the paddles. Like, I feel like I can't even go look in that section.
You're not welcome there.
Yes. I have no right buying anything in that section because I don't play.
Euchre. I've never played euchre.
I do love euchre.
We have people over to the house to play euchre, and I don't play euchre.
So what do you do then? What do you mean people are coming over to play euchre, and then you
just
don't
hang out.
Play? You just watch people in your house play a card game?
So let's be honest. You're not there to play the game. You're there to hang out with your friends.
No,
and the game
I'm
is
there
a
to
reason
play to, euchre.
Really? I always looked at it as an excuse to invite people over. So like my wife has friends who play euchre. And instead of just saying, do you want to come hang out? And we'll, you know, sit on the back deck and have a barbecue. It's like, well, we could play euchre. So they play euchre and they bring people over. And it's her and my daughter versus other people that come to the house.
Who's her partner?
So I just hang out. I just either will sit next to the table and talk. Oh, like if we were at a barbecue, what would you do there? You would just hang out and talk.
Mm-hmm. So she's playing cards and she's like, sweetheart, go get me another beer.
Pretty much. But
go make me a sandwich.
Poker? Have you played poker?
Never. And I feel like it's something that would make my life richer. If
like,
I had.
Like it would be have more enrichment or like you would have more money.
Yes. It's a game that I don't know how I've gone this long not learning how to play it, but I just don't know how to play poker.
Golf?
Never played. I do love golf. Yeah. Do you guys play golf?
I've played it once.
One time? That's it?
I've never played.
Ronald McDonald House. That was... Oh my God. How have you... I don't know how, in doing what we do, that you've never been sucked into...
She's a woman.
Like a Ronald McDonald House. Well, you've played golf. You're a woman.
Yeah. My husband pulled me into a best ball tournament.
That's how I play.
Because, and they were like, I think it'd be to our advantage if we had someone who could hit off the girls' tee. And I ended up winning us a ham at the best ball tournament. And I was like, see?
I think
I'm good. You should play more with me. And then they never asked me back.
I'm just a cheapskate. Like, the girl math isn't math. And I'm like, I'm going to spend how much? And I don't even know if I'm going to like it. I could just walk around a park for free.
You could rent the clubs dry it if you wanted to.
And try it.
Yeah, but you're still dropping probably like $100 at least, right?
Well, you can come to the west side and golf where we golf. It's not going to cost you $100.
It's a park. All right, I got one. Yes. All the cool kids do it. Okay. All the cool kids. When I was growing up, did it. All the cool kids still do it. Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
Yeah, No.
Don't tell me you've never played Dungeons and Dragons.
I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. Our coworkers, Dylan, he was like trying to get us to all join. I was like, okay, what's the time investment? He was like, could be four hours.
Wait,
could be 30 days.
There's D&D players in the building now?
D&D, Derek and Dylan. Yeah, they're playing Dungeons and Dragons. D&D play D&D.
I did not know that.
D&D play D&D.
Love technology and gadgets and stuff, but I just came to the realization that technology has ruined childhood. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, Billy, we were running down a list of things that we had never done, games, popular things that, we had never tried, like pickleball.
Yeah, like it feels like everyone else on the planet has. Why haven't we?
So somebody texted in, how about Ding Dong Ditch?
Yes.
Which as a kid, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we all, as children, did that.
Occupied our time for sure.
I don't think kids can get away with that anymore.
No, you got
ring doorbells and pictures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they're going to send your mom a video of you pushing the button and running away. And
if you don't have one, your neighbor does.
Right. The neighbor will narc on you.
Yes. Exactly.
So how many things can kids not get away with now that you and I grew up easily able to do? Ding dong ditch, prank phone calls.
Crank phone calls, man. Do you remember there was a brief period in the early 90s when like Adam Sandler, Crank Yanker, like that was the comedy.
It was a whole genre of comedy.
It was a whole thing of comedy where prank calls.
Jerky Boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had all those and I was ready. And we would sit and we would make crank calls.
Wait, so you're saying that like there was a comedy like loop of, and it was lines.
Just audio from...
You're saying that there's more things to say than, is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
Well, then you better go catch it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's the only one I've ever heard.
Is that...
Oh, you need to...
Was that your go-to? Is that the one you used all the time?
Yeah. Well, you know, every time you called, it was a new audience, so...
It hit different with everybody. How about... change your grades anymore.
No. Oh, it's all kids electronic now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a piece of paper that you could just change that.
You can't be like,
C
no, I don't
an
have
a.
any homework. Because it's all right there on a portal online.
I'm hanging out at a friend's house, Mom. I'll be back later.
Huge.
Can't get away with that anymore.
No, I can see where you're at. I just pinged your phone. What are you doing there? Why are you lying?
And
I'll be right there.
If your phone doesn't ping to where you're supposed to be, why is your phone off? So you call and it goes right to voicemail. And you're like, your phone was off. What are you doing? Where are you? Who are you with?
Oh, my gosh.
Skipping school?
Yeah, no
you
way.
You can't do that.
You can't even skip a class. I get an automated phone call if Liam is late for homeroom. So much less.
My son left school one time and got busted because they have cameras everywhere.
Well, yes.
And they called. This is why I love being in a small town. They call and they're like, yeah, we just want to let you know your son just left the school grounds. I'm like, oh, was everything okay? And they're like, well, we couldn't tell. We saw him walk out. And I go, you know, it was him. I'm like, oh yeah, we got it on camera. And so,
yes.
Like, well, he left to school to go get lunch.
Okay.
That's why he left school.
So that school doesn't have open campus.
No.
Like for lunch.
No.
Okay.
So, but the fact that they just saw him walking out on a camera, they knew who he was.
Right.
And I'm sure nowadays you could take that up a level. There's probably technology that would ID that kid just from the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And attach a name to it. Sneaking out of the house. So it's 10 o'clock on a Friday.
Yes. You can't do it.
I never did it.
Ring doorbell's going to go off if you walk through the front yard.
I didn't do it. But my sister did. And my sister, it made my mom crazy. And I'm like, just tell mom. Just be honest with her. Tell her where you're going. Does it make it more fun because like you're sneaking out to go do it?
Right.
It must be. But, and I mean, she was so bad at it. She'd be like, come in a robe, but she's fully dressed. And she'd be like, well, I guess I'm going to turn in. It's like 7 p.m. on a Friday. My mom's like, oh, well, there she goes out the window. Can't do it anymore.
Having a party while mom and dad are out of the house.
That was a big
You totally can't get away with that one anymore.
Look at all the movies about that.
Yeah.
I mean, 16 candles. It was always when parents were away and then the party happened and that was half the movie.
I'm getting an alert the second kid shows up at the house. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Oh my gosh. People are chiming in on the text line. 252-9233. Dine and dash. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That's wrong anyways. But yeah, dine and dash. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think it's the Monroe County sheriffs are constantly posting pictures of, you know, please identify, help us identify this person who walked out of a big box store with $2,000 in tools.
You know what? When we come back, I want to talk to you about what I witnessed. And it has something to do with what we were just talking about.
Oh, boy. We'll dive into that. And well, TJ actually witnessed some craziness at a store the other day. You see this all the time in the news and on social media, but you witnessed this with your eyeballs.
It wasn't the other day. It was yesterday.
Yesterday. It's B-Morning Coffee Club. What happened?
Yesterday, I witnessed a robbery.
Oh, my God.
Right there, broad daylight, witnessed a robbery. And it went down the way like it was so calm and civilized. I was like, that's it. Because the cashier could do nothing about it. So I'm cashing out. I don't want to say the name of the business, but I was cashing out at a pharmacy type place. I'm cashing out and she has like a little headpiece in that has a microphone near her. I don't know, near her shoulder.
Yeah, they just have it clipped on their lapel.
And
yeah.
So she's like, you can go ahead and type in your phone number, blah, blah, blah. And she's going, yeah, he's in the back. And he's filling a bright blue Walmart bag. Yes. Yes. He has a hat on. Okay. Now that's blah, blah, blah. Do you want a receipt? And I was like, no, that's fine. And then she goes, here he comes. Here he comes. He's coming to the front door. Okay. He just left. And and I'm looking like, why are they talking about this guy? Packed. Huge bag packed. And he goes, have a good day. And he walked out the front door. And she goes, yeah, he has, you know, and then started describing him. He has a hat, gray sweatshirt. Looked so normal.
That's all they're allowed to do. They can't confront anybody. They can't do anything.
And then she goes, well, I thought maybe we might have gotten him. I wanted to let you know. So if we got him on camera.
Right.
And then like, that was it. And then she was like, have a good day. And went on to the next customer. I was like, that was not how I imagined being part of a robbery.
It's very bold these days how it happens.
Well, you can walk right out.
Well, they know even if they get caught, what are you going to do? You're going to get arrested. They're going to take you down to the jail, take your fingerprints. You'll be out the next day.
Yeah.
And then you don't show up to court. What are they going to do?
Dude has no mask on.
Right.
Like just walking, not running. There was no running. It was like he was out.
Probably does.
Have a good day.
Do you feel some type of way because you love watching all these crime shows like FBI?
There's got to be something we can do. Like, now you got to take the video. And, you know, in FBI, they only need a little piece of surveillance for them to be able to.
And then they can zoom in and read his wallet through his pants.
And then, well, the face always has a facial rec.
Right.
And they're like, run facial rec.
That's Jimmy. He lives right around the corner.
I don't know if we actually have facial rec, but on FBI, it's always run facial rec. So that's what I would be like, you know.
Well, I know they have some level of that because I watch a lot of the cop videos on the YouTube. And there's a lot of security, like Walmart and Target, their security systems are crazy how they can zoom in on stuff.
Yeah.
And they have facial recognition where they know that certain people aren't allowed in certain stores or that they've ripped off stores across the country or, you know. Buffalo, Batavia.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, yep, this guy was in this store last week and he was in this other store 2 weeks ago. And sometimes they're just building a case where it gets to a felony level where they can actually do something about it.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, what is happening? And dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.